Public speaking ranks pretty high on the list of things many people would rather not do. Now add reciting poetry in public and having to memorize it, and you add more degrees of difficulty. No particular sweat, though, for the people you're about to hear. They are high school students from the Rogue Valley who recently returned from the Poetry Out Loud statewide competition for Oregon. The state winner from the Portland area will face the other state winners at the national competition. Let's hear what the state competition is like. Olivia Frakes is from Cascade Christian High School and was one of the finalists at the state competition. Olivia, welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Sadie Swartout is with us. She's from Crater Renaissance Academy in Central Point. Welcome, Sadie.
Thank you.
And Chad Monkus is with us as well. He is from the Logos Public Charter School in Medford. Chad, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So this is a fairly exciting stuff. I mean, how does Poetry Out Loud work? How did you guys first become aware of it? And when did you first begin participating? Who's done it for the longest, actually? Was it Olivia? You've done it for 2 years now?
3 years.
3 years, okay.
3 years, yeah.
Tell us about it.
So at my school, it's just something that all of the classes do. We every English class has an in-class competition, and they pick a winner. And then that all those winners compete in a school assembly, and one winner is picked to go on to the regional competition.
So, Chad, what do you have to do with your poems? How do you pick the poems, or are they picked for you? Tell us about that whole process.
So they have the Poetry Out Loud has a website, and you have to pick poems from that website. And so that's what I did, pretty much.
How big a collection is it? I mean, is it a limited list, or is it you don't go on to pages and pages?
Yeah, they have a lot of poems there. So.
And are there different styles or lengths required? I mean,
there's free verse poems. I forget other kinds of poems, but free verse is one of the types of poems I really enjoy reciting or reading.
What are the free verse, you say, are the ones that you enjoy the most? What do you like about them? Just that you're not just stuck on the schemes?
They're not structured, and it's kind of just creative, and you could just write whatever you want, basically.
Sadie Swartout, tell you what appealed to you about being in Poetry Out Loud.
I've always loved poetry. I used to, when I was younger, watch slam poems on like YouTube because I was really into it and I really liked it. And then my drama teacher told us about it last year, and I competed and I actually won last year, but then I didn't win at regionals. And then this year I had the opportunity to do it again, and then this year I got to state.
Slam poems. Explain that term.
A slam poem is like more, people have asked me this before. It's more like classical poetry is, I think, what Poetry Out Loud is. Very, it's about the words, where a slam poem, usually it's something to get the point across, but it's more like direct, which is kind of like how I say it. It's a little different.
Is it more like a rap or something? Is that?
It's like, it's very to the point. Like if you were talking, you'd be like, you'd say something very, it's really hard to explain. Like it's the different styles of like how you say the words.
Mm-hmm. So how long are the poems that, I mean, just in length of time? I mean, I can't imagine you're going to be doing the Iliad of Homer or something. So I mean, there are some time limits here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us.
Usually, well, it depends on the poem you pick. One of the requirements for the competition is 25 lines or fewer. So that one is generally very brief. But you can pick poems. There are some that are up to 2 pages, maybe even like 2.5. But I've never heard anyone go longer than maybe 2 minutes when they're reciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 2 minutes, which, you know, probably, I don't know, does it seem like a very long time when you're up on stage the first time doing these?
I usually forget how I did when I got up stage because I'm just, like, really into it, and then I forget how I did.
Mm-hmm. Then it didn't. Is it just kind of a blur when you're up there?
For me, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. How nerve-wracking is it for any of you to do this? Chad, tell us about your experiences up on stage the first time you're reciting a poem.
Well, this is doing the recitation at Poetry Out Loud was probably my third to fourth time speaking in a large audience, so it was pretty nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. So,
how do you prepare?
So, my mom, she was definitely the force that helped me in memorizing my poem and doing changing my tones between the stanzas. And just overall being a support. So,
well, you talk about that. That's an interesting point because, you know, most of the time when we deal with poetry, we're looking at it on the page. And you can see where a line ends and the next one begins. So what kinds of things do you have to do as the person delivering a poem to be able to make it clear that thought is finished, mm-hmm. I'm moving on to the next one now, particularly in free verse?
So different parts of the poem has different tones, and you got to make your voice convey those tones, and you have to change them every now and again as the tones change.
All right, we're not talking about using different voices, like, you know, here's my chicken voice and here's my eagle voice. Yeah, or something like that.
No.
Okay. All right, we're talking to Chad Mankus from Logos Public Charter School in Medford, Sadie Swartout from Crater Renaissance Academy, and Olivia Frakes from Cascade Christian High School. They are Poetry Out Loud participants from Southern Oregon who went to state recently. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. You have material in your head. How long does it take, first of all, to memorize this stuff, Olivia?
I memorize pretty quickly, so it doesn't take me a terribly long time. But I usually just try to read through the poem a few times, and then I always say it to my mom or my sister and just have them help me learn the words.
How long a process, then?
To memorize it, a few days, but you have to keep practicing all the way up until the competition.
You polish and polish and polish for months?
Yep.
So how many things are going to be in your repertoire at any given time, Sadie? I mean, like, how many different poems are you going to have at your disposal ready to go?
For, like, the different competitions?
Mm-hmm.
For a state, you need to have three. And for regionals, you also need to have three, but you only do the third poem if there's a tie. And then for the school, you only have to do one, but you have to have another for a tie.
Okay. So at a minimum three? I mean, do you have others that you've also memorized? Just to show off at lunchtime or something?
I mean, I have others memorized because I've done this before, but no, I just the three.
Mm-hmm. So who would like to do a recitation here? We want to hear from each of you about one of your works. So everybody's looking at everybody else.
I would say ladies first.
Chad, I thought you were going to be the gentleman and step right up, and everybody's pointing at Olivia. So Olivia Frakes from Cascade Christian High School was actually a finalist in Poetry Out Loud. We'll talk about that in a moment, but give us one of your poems.
Okay. Ars Poetica by Archibald MacLeish. A poem should be palpable and mute as a globed fruit, dumb as old medallions to the thumb, silent as the sleeve-worn stone of casement ledges where the moss has grown. A poem should be wordless as the flight of birds. A poem should be motionless in time as the moon climbs, leaving as the moon releases twig by twig the night-entangled trees, leaving as the moon behind the winter leaves, memory by memory, the mind. A poem should be motionless in time as the moon climbs. A poem should be equal to not true, for all the history of grief, an empty doorway and a maple leaf. For love, the leaning grasses and two lights above the sea. A poem should not mean, but be.
That's Ars Poetica by Archibald MacLeish, as done by Olivia Frakes from Cascade Christian High School. How long, then? You said that you a couple of months polishing that one up?
Oh, no, that one was the last poem that I learned. It wasn't the one I competed with at my school, so I had to learn it right after that for the regional competition.
What's then the toughest part of the whole process, particularly when you get, as you did, off into the finals?
The toughest part is actually getting up and saying the poem. For me, it's really intimidating to get in front of people and speak. So you just have to focus on the meaning of the poem and what you're actually trying to convey to the audience and not think about the fact that everyone is just staring at you watching you say this.
Well, this is not like watching an athletic competition, so people aren't getting, like, you know, moderately stirred and, you know, doing
right.
the wave or anything. So they are just sitting there in silence staring
at
you?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty intimidating, and sometimes some people sort of smile at you or nod, and then some people just sit and stare, and you can't tell if they're not enjoying it or if they're just really into it or what. So, yeah.
You know, being in enough audiences over the years, watching lots of different things, every time you get the hummers in the crowd, the people go, Did you get some of that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was in my own little world.
Chad Mankus, since you volunteered the women, why don't you go now?
Okay, sounds good.
Give us one of your poems. Which one are you going to do here?
I'm going to recite Sonnet 18, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day, by William Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Some time too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed. And every fair from fair some time declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou oust, nor shall death brag thou wondrous in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growst. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
Sonnet 18 from William Shakespeare, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day, by Chad Monkus from Logos Public Charter School in Medford. Nicely done with the adding the mm-hmm. breath in there. You had something at your disposal other than just the words.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly with Shakespeare and older works, for any of you, do you find sometimes that you're digging into this, trying to figure out what in God's name the poet was trying to say in the first place?
Yes. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Sadie, let's hear about what you'd like to do here, your recitation.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Tell us what you're going to do and let us have it.
Author's Prayer by Aya Kaminsky. If I speak for the dead, I must leave this animal my body. I must write the same poem over and over, for an empty page is the white flag of their surrender. If I speak for them, I must walk on the edge of myself. I must live as a blind man who runs through rooms without touching the furniture. Yes, I live. I can cross the streets asking what year is it. I can dance in my sleep and laugh in front of the mirror. Even sleep is a prayer. Lord, I will praise your madness. And in a language not mine, speak of music that wakes us, music in which we move, for whatever I say is a kind of petition, and the darkest days must I praise.
Author's Prayer by Aya Kaminsky.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is Sadie Swartout from Creative Renaissance Academy. We're talking to three Southern Oregonian high school students about their competition, Poetry Out Loud, at the state competition. That was Sadie Swartout. You also heard from Chad Monkus and Olivia Frakes, and we can have you join the conversation with us about what this process is like. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join us by phone. If you'd like to join us by email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. What appealed to you about that poem, Sadie?
That was the third poem I learned, so it was the last one. And I had to learn it for the regionals. And I was looking at the Poetry Out Loud website, and I would always read the poems out loud to see if I could say them, like, in a way that I understood and that I would understand what the author was saying. And so I really liked the line in it, I will walk on the edge of myself. I think that's a really nice, like, metaphor, and I think that it really appealed to me when I was listening to it, so I liked it.
How much do any of you get assistance from teachers? How much coaching, shaping, say it like this, don't say it like this, do you get from teachers involved? I mean, you do have the teachers there as your advisors for this, right? Coordinators?
This year, my teacher, I didn't get any advice. I just practiced it for my parents. My advisor who came with me to the regional competition was not my English teacher. He was the principal of our school. And so, yeah, so that was nice. He's a very nice man.
Is that Phil Long?
Yeah, Phil Long, yeah.
Yeah, the former Medford school superintendent,
mm-hmm,
public
yeah,
school
yeah,
superintendent, mm-hmm, now at Cascade Christian High School.
Yep.
Okay. Well, and he had some star power with you there. How many people show up for, are there regional competitions before you get to state too? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so how many students are showing up for the regional competitions? Any idea?
It's like who you bring as your people, because you get a set in like amount. Like,
but I'm talking about the total number of schools in a regional.
At our regional competition, we had five.
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Five.
We usually have six, but someone else couldn't make it, so they went to a different regional competition.
Okay,
yes.
So then the three of you ended up emerging and going to state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Chad, tell us about the Logos Public Charter School, because is it mostly an online school?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So I do my schoolwork online. You can take classes on course. They have like the Logos Center. They also have a Scholars where it's a program, I forgot what Scholars program. Yeah, it's a scholars program. And so my brother right now, he's doing that scholars program. And so he's doing dual credits, so high school credits and college credits. And so you can do that you could do that, yeah.
Okay, so particularly for you, though, I mean, how were school-wide competitions for Poetry Out Loud arranged when you guys do most of your work online?
So I do have my teacher come once a week, and so she hands me, or she shows me all the events that are upcoming, and so she showed me the Poetry Out Loud contest, so.
All right, and that appealed to you pretty quickly?
Yeah, because I really love poetry because I just really love beauty in words.
Did any of you have to be talked into this, or was it something that just appealed to you right away?
I was really excited when my acting teacher told us about it because I was like, yes.
All right, so, something to do like that. And it looks like I'm getting enthusiasm all around
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have other poems you can do? Would you like to do a second set, an encore, as it were?
Sure.
Okay, Chad gets to go first this time.
I don't have a second poem because.
Okay, so we just get the one. It's a way to keep people wanting more. So, Sadie, how about you?
Okay. On the Death of Anne Bronte by Charlotte Bronte. There's little joy in life for me, and little terror in the grave. I've lived the parting hour to see of one I would have died to save. Calmly to watch the failing breath, wishing each sigh might be the last, longing to see the shade of death o'er those beloved features cast. The cloud, the stillness must part, the darling of my life for me, and then to thank God for my heart, to thank him well and fervently. Although I knew that we had lost the hope and glory of our life, and now, benighted, tempest-tossed, must bear alone the weary strife.
On the Death of Anne Bronte by Charlotte Bronte, recited by Sadie Swartout from Creative Renaissance Academy. Wow, you have been in drama for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's amazing how different that voice was from the other poem.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the things that gets examined in competition? Is are they looking at so much the recitation mm-hmm. of the individual poem or the breadth of what you can do?
I think there's a section for complexity. Complexity?
Yes.
So it's... that might be a part of it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that was impressive. A very big difference in voice from the other one. So, Olivia Frakes, what else do you have?
Revenge by Letitia Elizabeth Landon. I gaze upon her rose-wreathed hair and gaze upon her smile. Seem as you drank the very air her breath perfumed the while. And wake for her the gifted line that wild and witching lay, and swear your heart is as a shrine that only owns her sway. 'Tis well, I am revenged at last. Mark you that scornful cheek. The eye, averted as you passed, spoke more than words could speak. I, now by all the bitter tears that I have shed for thee, the racking doubts, the burning fears, avenged they well may be. By the nights passed in sleepless care, the days of endless woe, all that you taught my heart to bear, all that yourself will know. I would not wish to see you laid within an early tomb. I should forget how you betrayed, and only weep your doom. But this is fitting punishment, to live and love in vain. Oh, my wrung heart, be thou content, and feed upon his pain. Go thou and watch her lightest sigh, thine own it will not be, and bask beneath her sunny eye, it will not turn on thee. 'Tis well, the rack, the chain, the wheel, far better hadst thou proved. Even I could almost pity feel, for thou art nor beloved.
Ouch. Words can wound. Revenge by Letitia Elizabeth Landon by Olivia Frakes from Cascade Christian High School. Do you have to think about people you want to get revenge on to be able to do it that well?
Yes.
Want to share that story?
No.
had a feeling. That was pretty amazing. And so let's talk about the choices of poems for you in particular. Ars Poetica, okay. Then we got Revenge and The Bad Old Days were the three that you brought to state with you.
They were all poems that I really connected with. I felt that they weren't just words that I was saying. They were words that I could actually really understand and feel. The Bad Old Days was the one I competed with at school. And I don't think I can read it on here, but it is really powerful, and it's talking about social injustice, and that's something that I feel strongly about, so it was really easy for me to connect with.
So it really is about, I mean, you're looking for stuff in your own lives, it sounds like, to bring onto stage with you. Isn't that true, Sadie?
Definitely. I think it's an important part when you're doing poetry is to, someone once told me that the best people who recite poetry are the people are when someone can listen to you and think that those are your own words you're reciting.
So I, you know, it looks like quite a mob scene up at Poetry Out Loud for the state competition. The videos I've seen for the last couple of years show quite a number of students there. At, is it hard to kind of find your settled place to be able to do what you need to do, Chad?
Not really. You just got to believe in yourself, and you're kind of just your own person, and just you just have to be confident in yourself.
So the winner, Mitchell Linville of Tualatin, he's the one going to Washington, D.C. How good is he?
So good.
He's amazing.
Oh, so good.
I'm so glad he won.
Me too.
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, that's very big of all of you. Well, it's been very impressive to sit here and talk to all of you and hear your poetry as well. I want to thank Olivia Frakes from Cascade Christian High School, who was a finalist at State this year, Sadie Swartout from Crater Renaissance Academy, and Chad Montgus from Logos Public Charter School in Medford. Well done getting to the Poetry Out Loud State Competition, and thanks for coming to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care.